Brothers and sisters, good morning. Today is Wednesday, November 11th of the 32nd week in Ordinary Time. Today, we celebrate the memorial of St. Martin of Tours, Bishop. Today's Gospel is taken from Luke 17, verses 11 through 19. In all circumstances, give thanks, for this is the will of God for us in Jesus Christ. The Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. As Jesus continued his journey through Jerusalem, he traveled through Samaria and Galilee. As he was entering a village, 10 lepers met him. They stood at a distance from him, raised a voice, saying, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." And when he saw them, he said, "Go, show yourselves to the priest." As they were going, they were cleansed. And one of them, realizing he had been healed, returned, glorifying God in a loud voice. And he fell at the feet of Jesus and thanked him. He was a Samaritan. Jesus said in reply, 10 were cleansed, were they not? Where are the other 9? Has none but this foreigner returned to give thanks to God?" Then he said to him, "Stand up and go. Your faith has saved you." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Lord Jesus Christ. My dear brothers and sisters, life can take several changes in direction. But we know there is one, and we are convinced that there is one that is not going to change, and that is God's love for us. Regardless of all that we have done in the past, our God is a loving God. He is a forgiving God, and he is always ready to come along our side as long as we are honest and truthful with him. Growing up, one of the things we were taught as children was to show manners and respect to all, especially adults. If you were to pass an adult on the street and fail to render manners in the form of respect to that person, before the day ended, your parents would have gotten the report and you would have been disciplined and then returned to that adult and apologize for your misbehavior. Well, Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem to fulfill the request of his father. And along the way, he ran into 10 lepers. They raised a voice at him, saying, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go, show yourselves to the priest." And as they were going, they were cleansed. One of them, a Samaritan, realizing that he was cleansed, turned around and he went back to Jesus, thanking him and glorifying him in a loud voice at the very base of his feet. Brothers and sisters, you must understand, Samaritans do not believe in Jesus Christ. Yet still, this one Samaritan came back thanking Jesus for healing him. Jesus asked, "Were not 10 healed? Where are the other 9? And how is it that only this one, this foreigner, this stranger, this person who do not believe in Jesus Christ is the one who came back to say thank you. Jesus said to him, go, your faith has saved you. Because just imagine, you don't believe in this man. And imagine how bad you had to be in order to beg him to heal you. That means something in you was triggered to believe that he had the capability and the abilities to heal you. Brothers and sisters, today's gospel reading is telling us, regardless of who and where you are from, God just sees people. He sees our heart. As long as we come to God with a clean and open heart, a sincere heart, God will always take care of us. And now as we are going through this pandemic, and now that we are going back into this winter state, which causes the virus to hibernate, my dear brothers and sisters, I am asking, I am calling, I am begging, applauding to each and everyone to please get down on our knees and let's pray. Let's offer this virus to our Lord and Savior. Because where doctors say no, Jesus can say yes. We need to ask him to take this virus away from us before it continues spreading. And just like Jesus did in the Garden of Gethsemane, when he didn't or was afraid to accept what the Lord was giving him, when he asked his Father, Father, please, let this cup pass me by. Yes, like us, he was human, and of course he's going to be frightened. But again, he offered it to the Lord, and what happened? God took care of his fear, and look at where we are today. Because of he dying on the cross, we were able to set free from sin. Amen.